Good morning again. I would like to call to your patience because of my English. Please be patient with me. Today, these readings remind us that we are chosen, especially the second reading, reminded us that we are chosen. We are a Christian, and if we are a Christian, remember we were anointed because of the triple mission. We were anointed to become priest, we were anointed to become king, and we were anointed to become prophet. The first reading shows us the calling of the prophet Amos, how he faced the challenges, but those challenges didn't stop him to fulfill the mission that he receives from God. Maybe the question is, we should ask ourselves, if we are really Christian, and if we were anointed to become kings, to become priests, and to become prophet, how do we fulfill our missions? Are we really aware of the mission that goes with those triple mission? Are we really aware of what is asking us to do if we are the prophet? We heard how Amos, when Amasias told him not to preach, not to say something to the land of Judah, how he said, "Me, I am nothing." Instead, Amos was a shepherd, one of the cheapest or the disrespected career in the Israel. He was a very disrespectful man, but he said, even though I was that kind of man, even though I was nothing, God has chosen me to do and to announce his mission, to accomplish what he sent me to do. Here we have to remember that a prophet is the one who does not speak his own words, but a prophet is the one who accepts to be the instrument of someone else who's speaking in him. That's how Amos was sent to his people, to the people of Israel, to denounce the idolatry, because they were burning the incense and they were idolating the idols. And then God sent him to denounce all those kind of idolatry to the people of Israel. So are we ready today to receive that mission and to accept that Jesus is sending us to denounce, especially with our mates? What are those kind of idolatry that we see? Jesus is sending us also to denounce the idolatry, especially to let our mate know that the wrong judgment that they are doing, the wrongdoing that they are facing, Jesus is sending us through all those people just to denounce. Who among us would fearlessly denounce all this kind of injustice and violence and oppression that we always see? We see all those kind of injustice. We see all those kind of oppression. We see all those kind of violence. Are we ready to go and denounce all those kind of idolatry? Are we ready today to accept the mission and the message of God that sent us to our brothers and sisters whom we know? We shouldn't worry. This is the consolation. The gospel was like a consolation. We are not alone. We are sent two by two. which is a great sign that God reminded us that we need other people just to survive. We need other people just to denounce or to accomplish our mission. We heard how Jesus erected his disciples, and today we heard how he sent them 2 by 2, which means we need the companions. Don't be selfish. Don't say, I'm a Christian, it's enough. No, we need our brothers and sisters, because those brothers and sisters whom we always see, they are our mirrors, and they are our scale as well to measure our Christianity and to know who we are and where we are going. That's the mission. In every situation or challenge in this life, we pass, we succeed only if we have good mentors. If we have good mentors, they give us clear instructions. We heard in this gospel how Jesus, the good mentor to his disciples, gave them clear instruction. You just go. I send you. Go empty pocket. Don't rely on your own strength. Don't rely on your even weakness, but only rely on the instruction of Jesus, who always tells us, go and I'm with you. I will go with you till the end of the world. That's the consolation. We are not alone in this journey. That's how we have to avoid the selfishness, and we have to pay attention, to be attentive to the instructions of our Master, who's Jesus. What does he tell me? What does he forbid me to carry? What does he, to whom is he sending me? Those are the instructions. These disciples were faithful to the instructions of Jesus. They went and they did what Jesus told them. They should denounce and call the people to the conversion. My dear brothers and sisters, I would like to tell you that there is no way that we can call other people to conversion whenever we are not converted ourselves. This is what these disciples should do. They should convert themselves. They should believe in Jesus, and then getting energy, being able to fight against those kind of evils and demons. Because they were faithful to the instructions of Jesus, they went and they did what Jesus asked them. That's how they were able to cast out demons. Today, if we deeply examine ourselves, we can see how we have so many demons nowadays. And those demons, Jesus is calling us just to fight against them in order to be able to be sent to our brothers and sisters. I have a demon of jealous. I have a demon of gossiping. I have a demon of criticizing others. I have a demon of judgment, judging others. I have those kind of demons that are impeding me to see and to be faithful to the instructions of Jesus. But today, Jesus is reminding us that we have that strength, because the second reading told us, we praise the Lord. We praise the Lord because he has sent us, Jesus, to be with us. Jesus, our strength, to help us to fight against those kind of demons. Before we receive the Eucharist in a few minutes, remember, we're going to say, Behold the Lamb of God Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Help are those who called to the supper of the Lamb. You all remember what is the answer. What do we answer? We always say, Lord, I'm not worthy that you should enter under my roof, because I know what is inside my heart. I know what I'm going through. I know this kind of demons that has power on me. I'm not worthy that you should be in my heart. But because I have that faith, because I have that will, because I know that I'm chosen and you want to send me, if you say only one word, my soul shall be healed, I will be cleaned, and then I will have that will to be sent through my brothers and sisters, because all those kind of demons which you cannot cohabitate, they will be driven out, and then I will be cleaned, and I will be able to announce your gospel. Today, we have to remember that Jesus is the one who gives us what to say. Even the first reading insisted on it. Amos could fear the words of Amasiah, because Amasiah was powerful compared to Amos. But he reminded him, what I'm saying, it's not mine. Don't worry if you go toward your wife and say, I'm truly sorry. I'm truly sorry because of my anxiety, my depression, my wrongdoing. Be free. Remember that you are not the one who's speaking. You are not the one who's excusing himself. But Jesus is truly walking in you, because he wants you to clean, to heal the relationship. So he's not sending us far away. That's the speciality of Jesus. He's not sending us far away. Even though we had to the people of Israel, he's not sending us to Gaza or everywhere. He's sending us through our home. Let's start from our mate. Let's start from our spouses. Let's start from our children. Let's start from our neighbors. That's where we will meet Jesus. He's asking us to meet him through those surrounding us. Are we able today to accept the mission? We can do everything if we faithfully follow the instruction of Jesus. Most of the time, we claim to be Christian. We say I'm a Christian, but we don't really know what are the instructions, what is to be Christian means. Being a Christian means to be able to set a good example wherever we are. That's the conversion that Jesus is sending us to preach. For us, sometimes we go, but we forget that we are with someone who chose us and who's sending us. And we go month empty, without having what to say. And if we truly pay attention to Jesus, to his instructions, is the one who gives us what to say, is the one who sent us to apologize ourselves, is the one who sent us to meet those people who are suffering in their souls and in their bodies, so that we may help them, because Jesus is walking through us. May his love be in us today. May we find our way to be transformed. May we find the energy to be sent to our brothers and sisters and help them to transform as well. Amen.